Hey, Shelby.
Hello.
You want to record a Luke Cage podcast?
Let's try.
All right, so this is Super Ladies number whatever. We thought we had 11. I feel like this should be Super Ladies number 12. But when we went earlier today...
I think 11 is up, though. Like, let me check real fast.
Okay. So, anyways, I just picked Shelby up at the LaGuardia Airport.
Yes, like, yeah.
In Queens. And then it's rainy, nasty, gross. She's exhausted. She hadn't seen Luke Cage. So we just rushed on back to New Jersey. And instead of feeding her or anything, I took her directly to I took her directly to the secret stash.
Yay!
Yay! Which, yeah, and this time I have to say, I have to take back anything negative I said about them, mostly because they might be listening now. But we met some great people in there this time.
Yeah, we're not sellouts or anything.
No, I totally change opinions on stuff all the time. Yes. I'm a Gemini, that's my right. No, we met some really cool people in there. Had lots of conversation. We probably would have hung out in there all day if Shelby hadn't been starving.
I was starving. I was about to die from hunger.
And Mike from the Secret Stash, like, immediately pulled up our podcast. And, yeah, he might even just be blaring it over the loudspeakers at the stash next time we're in there.
It could be. I mean, we told him we were charismatic as fuck.
As fuck. So he mentioned we could be charismatic action figures. So we were rushed back since Shelby hasn't seen Luke Cage. We rushed back to the room for her to be watching, and at the end of episode 2, evidently the servers crashed.
Yeah, now I can't watch any more Luke Cage. I'm dying.
So instead of watching Luke Cage, we're podcasting about the first 2 episodes.
Which were awesome.
Yay!
Yeah.
So, Shelby just finished watching the 2nd episode. I, on the other hand, watched the first 2 episodes.
No spoilers!
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, just start from the beginning. We're going to spoil through the first 2 episodes.
But Rhiannon's not going to spoil me.
I'm not going to spoil anything. Well, we're not going to spoil anything after episode 2. Shelby has not seen anything after episode 2. I wouldn't want to ruin anything of that for her.
I'd hate to have to kill you.
I would hate to die. But I have seen the whole series at this point. Because I got a head start on Wednesday night at the Luke Cage premiere.
You need to talk about the premiere. How can we do a podcast on Luke Cage and you not talk about the premiere?
Yeah. So I saw the first 2 episodes at the premiere. I mean, you know, no big deal. Just the premiere.
Which, if I had an address, like, in New Jersey or New York, I could have went to the premiere, too.
Yeah. So, if you have a Marvel Unlimited Plus account, you get invited to certain things. If you have the right zip code.
Yeah, only if you live in a certain place.
So, knowing the Luke Cage premiere was coming up, I changed my delivery zip code on my MU account to the hotel I'm staying in.
I'm going to change my address to something.
Just change it here.
I mean, it's not like they send you shit.
No. I mean, like, once a year, you get your package.
You get the welcome package.
Yeah. Yeah, so find a friend in New York and get changed to their address. But you only get, like, 2 days' notice. That's the thing. I mean,
yeah,
because you could have come.
I could have come.
Because it said I could bring a guest.
Luckily for me, the flight's only, like, a 90-minute flight. It's just a 2-hour drive. Like, it takes me longer to drive to the airport than it does to get here.
And I had a friend that was going to come. She just had a really rough day and wasn't able to make it at the last minute. So I felt really bad because I could have taken a guest. And
don't feel bad.
Whatever. So I went to Harlem on Wednesday night after work. I rushed to the train station and I caught a train and then I caught the express train up to Harlem. Super easy trip.
Except for when you got on the train going the wrong way.
Well, that was still easy. I got on the train going the wrong way, and then I got off the train, and then I went... And then on the way back, I got on the wrong train, and yeah.
It's a thing.
I try to be, like, super smooth, like, oh, I'm a New Yorker, I'm gonna pop down the subway and hop on this train, and woo, and then, like, inevitably, I'm like, where the fuck's this train going? That's not,
it's not the right direction.
That wasn't my
plan. I'm never getting back to New Jersey.
I don't know where the fuck I am. Why does it say Coney Island? That sounds fun, but...
Even I know, like, the last stop on this train is Coney Island.
Well, but, like... Sometimes the train... Yeah, the New York subway system... We're probably going to have a lot of podcasts this week because we're going to get through Luke Cage and we're also heading to New York Comic Con. So I'm sure we'll talk about the subways a lot.
Yeah, I love the subway.
But I got there and it was at the AMC Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem, which we fans...
So they just shut down like a whole movie theater.
Yeah, they just shut down a movie theater. And it was really cool, like... We waited. So, like, they said you could pick up tickets at 7. Showtime was at 8. But, like, I couldn't tell if my ticket was guaranteed or not, so I got there at 6:30. Because
I would have been there, yeah.
I did want to be at the end of the line and then be like, oops, we ran out.
That's the thing Marvel does tell you in the email, like, okay, here you go, but it's not guaranteed.
Nothing's guaranteed, nothing's guaranteed. So I wanted to be at the front of the line. And I also just, like, wanted if you could see people going in and stuff. And I did see some people.
So they have, like, it was red carpet and everything? Or did you not... Or was that more inside? Did you not see...
It was more inside. The red carpet was more inside. Some people were coming through the way where we were and stuff. Like, I think they were the ones that didn't... I think there was a special entrance to the side or somewhere. Because, like... I never saw Rosario Dawson come past us, but when I was going to the theater, so when they let us in, they kept us in a little corral, and then at around 7:30, they finally let us out of the corral and ushered us towards the theater, and to get there, we walked around the red carpet. Like, the red carpet was literally maybe, like, 40 feet long. And 5 feet wide within the theater. Yeah, it was just, like, that little stretch, like, it was just, like, a little stretch of the hallway in the theater.
Yeah.
So, like, we had to walk to the left, and, you know, they had security there, like, move along, move along.
Find your seat.
I didn't feel that any of it was too, like, the people that sat next to me, so when you got to the theater, they also just had, like, a table set up with a bunch of free popcorn and free drinks. So, because I hadn't eaten, because I... wanted to get there.
I
got myself a popcorn and a drink, and I went up, and I mean, there was, like, a nice seat. Like, I love that perfect middle seat halfway up. That perfect seat was available, so I got there, and I started to sit down, and I dropped my popcorn and lost half of it, and, you know, and immediately people, like, started filling up all around us, and I probably should have gone out and gotten more popcorn and stuff just so I wouldn't die. And really what I should have done was gone to the snack counter. Because the people sitting next to me, it was a couple, so, like, the wife was holding the chair, and, like, 20 minutes later, her husband shows up, and standing in line for snacks, he was evidently right behind Joe Quesada, and, like, evidently had, you know, waited in line chatting up Joe Quesada, so if I had gone for snacks, I could have expressed all of our wishes and feelings. Frustrations, yeah.
Hopes and dreams. Yeah.
I did, while we were in the little fan corral, I did get to say hello to Jeff Loeb, the head of Marvel Television. He was obviously, like, very distracted and not there to shake hands and hang out with us, but I was just like, hey, thank you. And I can't believe that I had 1 second with Jeff Loeb and I didn't say, I want the goddamn Netflix timeline!
What time fans coming out?
I mean, and
the Defenders!
Yes!
The Punisher! Jessica Jones Season 2, Daredevil Season 3!
Yeah. And I can't believe that even after you guys, like, remind... Because I was staying there and I was texting people while I was there, like, oh my god, I just met Jeff! I can't believe that once people reminded me how desperately I want the Netflix timeline, I didn't just, like, start shouting it at them.
Give me,
like,
a timeline,
Jeff!
Fucker.
Come back here! We need to discuss something!
I got a question!
This is important! Hashtag, this is important.
This is important. Tumblr.
But, like, yeah, Jeff was not there to discuss Netflix timeline with the fans. He was there to, He was very, very focused and, he had a job to do. He was there to do
it. So, no glimpse of Mike Coulter? No.
And so Coulter came in. So once we were in the theater, like, we sat in there and, you know, ticked down to, like, 8 o'clock. And, you know, I'm there in my pile of spilled popcorn. Like, each time I try, I'm, like, putting my feet down and they keep slipping away. Like,
you're such a messy fucker.
God, I'm a... God, that's the second time. I dropped my popcorn at Deadpool as well. And it wasn't free at Deadpool.
No, no.
And I can't believe, like, I almost, there were some nice nerds around me. I almost thought some of them would, like, give me their popcorn or go get me some
people
more.
People like, so. My popcorn.
They were just like, yeah, fuck you, go get your own popcorn. They were like, they'll give you more, you go down there. It's not like they're rationing the popcorn.
Yeah, aww.
I was like,
I'm getting up.
But evidently I can't walk from there to here and not drop my popcorn. so we sat there. I mean, we sat there for like an hour. Just looking at, you know, they had the Luke Cage banner up there, the one that you see on Netflix, the one that you see on billboards. And they had, so there were like two security guys, like big black guys that had the earpieces and all that. And they literally like went and stood in the corners and like had sights. I don't know if they were like little, monoculars or something.
Making sure people didn't use their phones or what?
I think they were, like, preparing to be able to watch us to see if we were using our phones and stuff to record. But it was really kind of, like, because they were going around and they were, like, I guess they were making sure that they could get a view of where everybody was and that nobody was, like, hiding or something. I don't know. And they did. I mean, like, while we were watching, they were patrolling. They were, like, walking up and down the aisles and coming close and doing all this. But, at one point, the commotion got a little bit bigger. Mike Coulter, like, ran in the theater. He stood at the front. I have a quick snapshot of it from my camera. It's blurry as fuck. He stood up there and he was like, I know you guys have been waiting forever for something to happen, and now something's gonna happen. I hope you enjoy the show! And then, like,
boom, he was gone.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was just really, I mean,
it was nice, though. That's
it was
cool.
A little bit more than that. He was like, you know, if you enjoy it, tell your friends, word of mouth, you know, all of this. But it was really just, like, a very quick, you know, if there was anything major going on. So they had us, they had fans in one theater, and then they had important people in the other. And when it was, you know, first episode, they didn't even roll credits. They just went right into the second. And then, like, leave. Yeah, because, like, people, it's Marvel. So, like, everybody was like, we wait till the end of the credits. Like,
but it's Marvel, Netflix. There's nothing at the end of the credits.
They were like, the next episode. There's not a teaser scene at the end. And people were like, I am not fucking leaving.
Yeah, they were like, you're not gonna get one over on me, Marvel.
They were like, you never know. So, of course, I stayed until the end of the credits. And, like, right. Then security was like, out. Like, be gone. Yeah. Like, now. And we went out, and they had, like, this crowd, and they were like, go out this door. And it literally, like, led you into this creepiest concrete staircase. Like, I mean, we just watched 2 hours of, like, people getting their head blown off or whatever. And they lead us to this creepy, creepy staircase.
Have
and we
a great
go
night.
Down. Yeah, we go down like 3 flights of stairs. Like, poor girl with me, like, was limping. And I'm like, sorry. Now we get down and there's like a security guard holding. It's almost like they spit you out in an alley or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just like pop out and I'm like, where the fuck am I? Because it's not where I came in or anything. And the security guard is like, what you looking for? And I'm like, I guess the subway. And he's like, it's right there. And I was like, can I get a bathroom? Like, I was just like, I was like, I just sat for 3 hours and drank this giant warm
Coke.
So they
didn't even let you, like, go back, like, through
to that's what, I mean, because, like, I didn't think of it when I was up top. And he was like, no, good luck.
Holy shit.
And I was like, okay, then I think I'm going to go that way. Like, moving towards the front of the theater, which was, like, civilization when I went in. And he was like, the subway is that way. And I'm like, you're not even going to let me walk around the other side of the building. I'm like, and I mean, I think he was just trying to be helpful and all that. And I was just, whatever, I'm going to Penn Station. There's bathrooms there. I'm just going to go ahead and get out. Like, I know I could have, like, walked around the block and maybe caught some of the stars coming out. And I think that's what they were trying to attract people from doing and stuff. But, so I didn't really meet anybody. I mean, except for Jeff. I mean, I did. Yes. It was good to say hi to Jeff. I can't believe I did not speak my mind to Jeff Loeb. Jeff, next time!
Yes.
Next time! I want that goddamn Netflix timeline.
You'll get it when you get it.
I saw Rosario on the red carpet. I saw,
she's flawless.
I saw Titus from Kimmy Schmidt. I don't remember the actor's name.
Don't watch Kimmy Schmidt.
So yeah, the Pinot Noir. Anyways, he was there. I saw him. I saw a lot of people that I probably just didn't recognize who they were. I probably saw all kinds of people. I mean, I know I saw Chio going in. I think I saw Deborah M. Wall going in. I think I saw Jeffrey Cantor, Ellison. But I didn't get anywhere near any of them. But I got to see the first two episodes early. Yeah. And you're just now getting done with the first two episodes.
That's right.
So I can't complain. I mean, and definitely I am not complaining about anything. No. I got free popcorn.
You just got to be there in the...
Yeah. I mean, I got to watch it in a theater. I mean, you know, we got to
That's my dream anyway. Anytime any of these shows come out, like, I want to watch it in a theater with, like, my friends.
Yeah, I wished you were there.
I know.
I mean, I'd rather be watching it in a dark hotel room with you than in a theater with a bunch of strangers. Because you understand when I laugh at inappropriate times.
I know, or when I do this.
Yay! Yeah, because there was definitely a moment in episode two where I laughed, and nobody, I mean, like, it was not cool that I was laughing. So there's probably a bunch of people thinking that I'm a psycho, laughing at Pop's death.
Spoiler!
No, we said
this I know, spoiler! I'm just saying it again. Spoiler!
Yeah.
I think that was pretty evident from the trailer, though. I think we all knew Pop was going to bite it from the trailer.
Yeah, I guess I didn't pay attention or care. I have this really big problem with not caring about characters until I know them. You know, like, you can show that Pop's gonna die, but I don't know Pop.
Yeah.
I mean, for all I know, there's a stranger in the street that's gonna die. I mean, you know, like, you see a scene of an old man dying in the trailer. It could have been... I knew the barbershop was gonna get shot up.
Me and Brittany figured it out. We're like, oh, Pop's is gonna die! No! That's why Luke is so sad!
Aww. So. Why is Luke sad?
Looks so sad. Poor Luke.
Luke plays sad very well.
Mike Coulter.
Yeah.
Plays everything very well.
Yeah, so these first two episodes, we meet Luke Cage. We see his powers again. I mean, we've met him in Jessica Jones. We meet Cottonmouth and Shades.
And Mariah.
And Turk Barrett steals the goddamn show.
It was pretty great. Turk is just... Everybody loves Turk. Come on.
Everybody loves Turk.
Even if you're just a comic book reader, you know Turk from the comics. He causes trouble everywhere.
Yeah,
Turk is the main reason why some shit gets...
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah. Turk does more damage in one episode of Luke Cage than I feel like he did in all of Daredevil. Like, he sold some bad guns in Daredevil, but Turk ends up having really critical roles.
Yes.
Cause he helped get Deb rescued.
Yes.
In Daredevil. He sold the faulty guns that led to the guy in the bowling alley bludgeoning somebody to death.
I was trying to remember what...
He told Daredevil something. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was trying to remember. What did he tell?
He was in the pilot of Daredevil. He was there with the cattle rod, getting the girls into the...
Yes.
Into the case. Into the shipping container. I was
trying to remember what he told Daredevil when Daredevil, like, busted his window and shit and threw his keys in the river.
It was something about trying to make a living or something.
Yeah, I can't remember what information he was trying to beat out of him.
But I have to say, of all of Turk's appearances, Luke Cage, it's definitely...
Yeah, you get to see Turk playing chess.
Mm-hmm. Turk playing chess. Turk not getting thrown off a building. Yeah. Turk declaring that Hell's Kitchen is...
the safer place. He's going back to Hell's Kitchen.
I mean, just to think, because this is taking place. It's taking place after Daredevil season 3.
Two.
Yeah.
It's somehow during, and sometimes they cross.
In that first scene, we don't know if Turk has been in the big ninja fight yet, you know, where he goes off with Karen, where he gets...
Yeah, we don't know.
They almost make it sound
like it's picking up kind of... Because the Fisk gets mentioned.
Fisk is mentioned.
So it's almost like a little bit of time lapse between the end of season 1 of Daredevil and probably right now what we're getting is
there is a point where they give you a very clear where we are in Daredevil, and I think at this point Turk has not been abducted by ninjas. So he still thinks Hell's Kitchen is safer.
And that's probably the night that he runs back over there and runs into Daredevil.
Yeah, he probably goes. He probably
this trunk full of guns.
Poor Turk doesn't get thrown off a window. I mean, but he keeps his cool really well. Really well.
Turk just wants to get paid. That's
he just wants to get paid. He
just wants to get paid.
So he probably goes back to Hell's Kitchen and gets the shit beat out of him. And
definitely.
I mean, I wonder if Turk finds a new home. What if Turk, like, moves to California and ends up in the Runaways?
Hey.
He's like, fuck this. He's like a foster
parent. Yeah, I'm a foster parent for the Runaways. I love to hear him talk. I love his voice.
Yeah. So that's Rob Morgan. And he had some interest. If you follow him on Twitter, he would like everybody to know that he's in Stranger Things and really likes Stranger Things.
Right.
So
does everybody. Hey, right, we all love right. Stranger Things.
Yeah, and the fact that it has Turk. I mean, come on. Making an honest living.
Honest living. Yeah, he's a cop.
So, yeah.
I always like to say that that's before Turk became Turk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's his previous life.
Since his 80s. It's
Turk in the 80s.
Yes, Turk.
He aged well. Black yes. don't crack.
What else? All
right. So, I mean, we're going to try to make these quick because we still have...
Yeah, we ramble a lot.
11 more episodes. So, impressions, Shelby? You really like it.
I really do like it. You had me a little concerned after the premiere, and I was like, oh, I don't know.
I just thought it was slow. I mean, and you dig the slow burn.
I sort of dig a slow burn. I
get frustrated with a slow burn.
I'm getting more that way, though, because I do think sometimes it's a trick that especially streaming programs
mm-hmm.
like to pull. Because they know you're going to queue up the next one. Yeah. So it's not too slow.
Yeah.
But I did not feel that way after the first one. In fact, I like that it's a slow burn. I don't know. I don't feel like it's... Ask me again by like 5 or 6 if I still think it's...
Yeah.
If it's too slow. But after the first one, when it ends in Genghis Khan's with the punch and the throwing the guy through the window and they want to hire him, and when Luke says, I'm not for hire, I mean,
yeah,
come on.
I've got you,
and he pulls the hoodie up and he walks out, you know.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Yeah. I mean, I was never out. I just wasn't.
Well, I don't know. You know, this is the same person who said after season 1 of Jessica Jones that I would watch Luke Cage just wipe down a bar for 13 episodes.
So I was
concerned, like,
and we got him as a bartender.
Yeah, I was concerned, like, can this be interesting? We know what his powers are. How are they going to make this interesting? And then I sit there, and after episode 1, like, I'll watch this motherfucker sweep hair, 10 bar. Wash dishes,
walk down the street with intent.
And yeah, purpose. Whatever. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the music is everything that they hyped it up to be.
See, I think I just expected I expected more of a hip hop music, and we got some of the more ballady.
Yeah, club stuff.
Bluesy, gospely, and I was all ready for it all to be just more of a upbeat, aggressive. I expected it to be more aggressive. And I'm not complaining. I just had to totally shift my expectations. Yeah, I know.
You expected more shimmy shimmy yaw.
I expected more shimmy shimmy yaw. Or some simma simma down. Tomato tomato. I expected more boomch boomch. I mean, not techno gay bar, but you know what I mean. And so I had to shift my expectations. And I think getting those two episodes and then getting 24 hours to shift my expectations helped.
Yeah.
Because when I jumped back in on episode 3, I did feel it more.
Yeah, you can feel it that it's definitely slowly cranking up.
Yeah.
It's slowly. You get little glimpses of Luke going, okay, I can take these motherfuckers out. Just say the word, you know.
He's starting to think, okay, I should take these motherfuckers.
And if I had, it's some of the Matt Murdock thing where if I had stepped in earlier, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But I do so far like the first two episodes and we'll see going forward. I like that each episode seems to be its own little standalone thing almost. I have no problem. I mean, I could sit here and watch the next 11 episodes, but I have no problem so far stopping at episode 2 or 1 and savoring that whole episode.
Yeah.
I could go back right now and watch episode 1 again.
Yeah.
So, good job, Marvel.
Yay. So far we're happy.
I can't wait
to
see.
Do you want to make any expectations on the next one? When the server comes back
I just want, hey, I want to see more Cottonmouth. Going unhinged. My name, that's not my name. I want to see him Because it's a little fisky and that he's trying to in his own way. He's doing what he thinks is the best way.
Yeah.
And one of them was beating a motherfucker about the face. With his fist.
Sure.
And when he comes up and the blood's just all over him, that's pretty powerful. Or the other scene where he...
just throws the guy off the roof.
Yeah, I knew then. I was like, he's fixing to go full car door. He's fixing to go full car door right here.
Word.
My only other thing, I do want more Mariah. I want more of her.
Yeah.
I want that to come out. More Misty Knight. Can we talk about Misty Knight? Can we talk about
See,
Misty
See, you know
Knight?
Misty so much more than I do.
Oh, God. I know Misty and Danny. And, we can talk about Misty and Luke, though. We can talk about Misty. If you want to
Fuck, yeah, we got Misty and Luke. Yeah. Okay, can we just talk about
Misty and shooting basketball?
Luke Cage getting... all the loving.
But look at him.
Well, I know, but Matt Murdock, look at him. And he doesn't get any of them in bed. I mean, that's what I don't get. Like, Matt Murdock is supposedly the playboy of the Marvel universe, and he hasn't gotten laid
since
yet.
College.
And Luke. He hasn't gotten laid since college. Meanwhile,
since
Bogwells. Luke gets coffee with every chick he meets.
Gets coffee. I love that. What? We got coffee.
He goes to bed with every woman he meets.
Misty Knight. I love Misty and her partner.
Yeah. Scarf. Shout out to Scarf.
Oh, shout out to Scarf. Those two together, I could watch that show. Just give me...
the Misty Knight cop show.
Yes. Just give me Misty Knight. I could watch her play basketball. I can't wait. And she's going to be in the Defenders.
Unless she loses her job for saying she was in the... I love that quote. Because she... So Misty's like, I'm going to be in the Defenders. Unless... I think it's okay for me to say that. But maybe I'll lose my job for saying that. So if I'm not in the Defenders, it's because I said I was going to be in the Defenders. But I really was supposed to be there.
She is... Again, whoever's the cast in...
And I don't know how to say this right, but I love that she doesn't look perfect to me. Like, I feel like sometimes when I watch TV, they put makeup on the women to the point that their skin is so unnaturally perfect.
See, and Karen's a little bit that way, too.
Yeah.
They're not like these...
And everybody has a, you know, everybody is real. They look so real. You know, it's, yeah. A Jessica normal, Jones. Everyday person out on the street all day would look like Misty. I mean,
Matt, sort of. Foggy. Mike Holter's pretty perfect, though.
Yeah, no normal person looks like Mike Holter.
Yeah. God bless him. God bless Mike Holter.
So, all right, well, we should get back to watching.
Is there anything else that I want to highlight real fast that I like? No, that's pretty, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's, I don't think I left out anything. If I did, I'll just go back to it
later. Yeah, yeah. We'll probably, I mean, my goal was for us to podcast like every 4 episodes. But since the server crashed.
Things we love. Misty Knight.
Things we love, Misty Knight.
The music.
Scarf.
Scarf. Turk.
Turk. Barrett.
Hoodies.
Hoodies.
Hoodies up.
Hoodies up. I want a hoodie. I'm really hoping they're selling hoodies at Comic-Con.
Be cool.
I really want a Luke Cage hoodie.
You probably have one for about $80.
Oh my god.
Just saying.
$50.
Yeah, $59 hoodie.
I want a $50 hoodie. I don't want an $80 hoodie. Unless it's Carhartt. I mean, he wears some Carhartt hoodies.
Can we just talk about for a second how good he looked in that t-shirt in episode 2?
That maroon t-shirt.
That color is perfect.
I don't know if there are any colors that are not perfect on Mike Holter.
These shows, all 3 of them so far, have been the prettiest TV shows I think I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you watched pretty. Episode 1 on your phone.
I watched it on my phone. So pretty. But that's why I can take screenshots. I took a screenshot at the end when he was walking out of the restaurant.
Oh.
Screenshot. So.
All right. Okay. All right. So let's go back to watching. And later, we'll people. Be back.
Later.
Let us know. In the meantime, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Tweet at us. Tweet at us. I mean, there's other ways to get up with us. But you should really just tweet at us.
Just at us? Like, just throw something at us?
Yeah, throw some. Well, don't throw stuff at us. You might actually see us at Comic-Con. Don't throw shit at us.
Yes.
But tweet at us. Let us know what you think. You could email us. And we might see it in a few weeks.
Probably when it's all over, we'll have more, like, I'll have more thoughts.
Yeah, we'll have some good general thoughts. But this is just like 2 episodes.
Where we're going, like, leading in, you know, to the Defenders and to Iron Fist. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when it's over, I have a feeling you'll have feelings. But we're just 2 episodes in.
I already have feelings. I cried when Pops died. Not really, but
I was like, I'm sitting right here. I'm seeing fucking tears.
I held it inside.
We were laughing over the swear jar.
I love the swear jar because so.
No, I just loved that Pop's dying and he's like, swear jar. Because I'm sitting there and I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. Like, is he giving him
that
a big secret?
That was one of the, like, all-time best death scenes ever. That actor, like,
yeah.
played the shit
yeah.
out of that death scene.
And Mike Holter gave Matt Murdock a run for his money. Yes. I mean, Luke Cage has given Matt Murdock a run for the money when it comes to moping and being sad.
Yes.
They really, like, they're going to be just, like, super emotional men of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, and Jessica
Marvel
Jones
Universe.
Is going to just get the fuck over
that's what,
it
like,
already.
Danny's going to have to be lighthearted, or else it's just going to be, like, Jessica Jones smacking the men around, telling them to get over themselves.
I thought the same thing. I was like, this is very Matt-like right here. Although, Luke does tend to get up and take more action, whereas Matt seems to just wants to be alone with his feelings.
Well, Matt has to heal.
That's true. That's true.
That might be an ongoing for us. How is Luke impersonating that?
Poor Matt. He doesn't have unbreakable skin. And Luke has eyes. Oh my god. So I guess they're not like at all, but except for the crying part.
Okay.
Except for the tears.
Well, okay. We will keep watching, and then we will report back later. So let us know what you're thinking.
Later. And to our new fans, yay!
Yeah! Yeah, to the new folks we met in the comic shop, like, y'all are awesome. I don't care what I said in previous podcasts.
She said it, I didn't. Don't hold it against me. I love the Secret Stash. Except that you didn't have Killer Bee killed. That kind of blew.
Yeah, they didn't have Killer Bee killed.
But in y'all's defense, nobody has Killer Bee killed because it's awesome. I try to tell you people.
True. True. Okay. All right.
Later.